The following dictation is on patient Myron Pinkerton, last name is P-I-N-K-E-R-T-O-N, first name is M-Y-R-O-N, date of service is January 23rd, 2013. Patient presents today for multiple concerns. Patient is a... ...82-year-old male who presents today. He reports that he has a lot of aching in the joints. He reports paralyzed joint aches in the fingers, knees with stiffness in the joints, and aching in the knees. He reports that the aching in the knees and fingers has been persistent and consistent, most notably in the cold weather. He reports he's had this for many years, but he reports the stiffness in his knees and fingers causes him problems, sometimes with ambulation. He denies any new trauma. Patient reports that he's being followed by a back specialist for his back. He reports his back symptoms are better than before. He does report he's had some allergy-like symptoms, congestion, runny nose, post-nasal drip, and rhinitis over the last 3 days. With his, he has a history of intermittent allergy rhinitis. There's also a concern for him. Denies any wheezing, shortness of breath, denies any chest pain, palpitations, denies any blurred vision, denies any headache. Patient reports he has been following up with a urologist. He's seen two different urologists and has gotten two different opinions. Patient is advised to get a third opinion as far as evaluating for prostate. The concern for the elevated PSA was discussed with patient and the importance of seeing a urologist with which he will be compliant. He's currently taking Flomax 0.4 milligrams a day, but he is not taking the Proscar as was followed by a urologist. He will follow with a urologist that was advised. The importance of this is discussed with patient as it's concerned for malignancy. This is discussed with patient. Patient reports he will try to follow. The concern for morbidity and mortality with regards to this situation and the importance of doing this as soon as possible is clearly discussed with patients as it relates to the prostate. The patient also reports he's had loose stools for the last 3 days, though he does state it's slightly better today. He has had mild diarrhea, denies any nausea, vomiting, just diarrhea. He states that he has not seen any red or black stools, just loose stools, 3 or 4 loose stools a day. He does state that it's slightly better today. Denies any jaundice, denies any recent travel, denies any abdominal pain, denies any change in weight or appetite. Lastly, the patient states that he has been trouble initiating sleep. He reports he's had some stress in his life. He reports he has trouble with sleep maintenance and initiating sleep. He's been getting less sleep. He has had an intermittently occurring bouts of insomnia, and he reports it seems like he has this when he has more stress in his life. Expresses concern about this. Denies any new motor weakness. Denies any blurred vision. Denies any new flank pain. Denies any blood in the urine. Denies any cough. Denies a change in appetite. Denies any fevers, night sweats, chills, sore throat. He reports he has been taking a multivitamin a day, glucosamine and chondroitin. The Flomax 0.4 milligrams a day. On exam, temperature is 98.2, blood pressure is 122 over 72, pulse is 86, respiratory rate is 17, weight is 420 pounds. Patient is alert, oriented to person, place, and time, clear or anteric, pupils, vasal anteric, fundoscopy, vasal, no papal venous, and pedicular remains are clear, there's mild rhinitis. Next, there's no endocrinometry or JVD. The lungs are clear bilaterally, heart rate is irregular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sounds are positive, extremities, there's no edema, there's no CVA tenderness, joints, there's DIP changes, asymmetric knee changes, consistent with arthritis, cranial nerve, two cervical, syntax, motor exams are remarkable, cranial exam densities are negative, there's no skin rash. Assessment plan number 1, arthritis, number 2, allergic rhinitis, number 3, diarrhea, number 4, insomnia. For arthritis, acetaminophen, 5 mg, 12 hours, PRN. Physical therapy, quad strengthening is recommended for patients. For allergic rhinitis, we'll use Benadryl, 25 mg CHSCRN. Avoid drugs like dandruff, other clonazepam. Also, this will also help with the insomnia. We'll avoid taking any stronger medication for insomnia other than the Benadryl 25 milligrams, which will help with both with the rhinitis and the insomnia. The diarrhea appears to be resolving and appears to be viral. Patient needs Imodium 1PO 2-6 hours PRN. Patient will follow up with being 1 week of symptoms not fully resolved because of the diarrhea. Push fluids about 50 ounces a day. Maintain a low-sodium, low-cholesterol diet. Follow up with a urologist with regards to the prostate as soon as possible. We'll check a CBC, lipid panel, metabolic panel, vitamin D. And the urologist will follow the PSA and the UA. At this time, no allergy testing is needed. Follow up with a back spine specialist is discussed with patients. Time spent with patients is 40 minutes end of the patient.